Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. It's not uncommon right now to see dusty plants in the landscape. Certain fungal infections can lead to serious damage, but some are mostly cosmetic. If plants are turning weird colors, it's usually not a good sign. If that color is gray or white, then there may be powdery mildew present. Powdery mildew is a mostly cosmetic fungal infection that can happen on a wide range of hosts. I say mostly cosmetic because there is still some harm done to the plant. The fungus develops as a whitish growth on the top side of the leaves, usually working its way from the bottom of the plant to the top. Milder temperatures and high humidity allow for the disease to thrive. This often means it's commonly thought of as a spring-fall disease. While it doesn't cause major damage, it does steal nutrients and can harm the plant by reducing photosynthesis. Not the most damaging of infections, but it can still hold the plant back, and sometimes by a lot. Many plants get powdery mildew. If it has leaves, then there's a good chance it can get it. Some common landscape targets are peony, zinnia, and rose. Peonies are done blooming and can luckily be cut back or left alone, unless the look is too much to bear. Many garden crops like squashes and squash relatives can get it, along with peas. It can attack the leaves of trees as well. Ways to prevent powdery mildew include increasing airflow by spacing plants farther apart and planting varieties that are labeled as powdery mildew resistant. You should also destroy any leaves that have powdery mildew this year to reduce the fungus for next year. While it doesn't warrant immediate chemical eradication, spraying or dusting with wettable sulfur or a product containing mycobutanil, like Immunox or F-Stop, for example, can help control it. These are best done in August or before the whole plant has turned dusty white. Do note that repeat applications provide longer windows of protection, but using the same product several times for a long period may lead to fungicide resistance. There is a similarly named disease called downy mildew. Downy mildew has a much more varied symptoms, but is usually attacking the underside of the leaves first and tends to create necrotic dead tissues. Similar names, but different effects on the plant. Downy mildew is the more concerning one. Back to powdery mildew. It really comes down to thresholds. Oftentimes in fall, a perennial that is absolutely covered in powdery mildew will go into early dormancy. A plant with only minor infection will operate a little bit below normal. If it's a prized plant or one that is already struggling, then some control methods may be necessary. Good luck and happy scouting. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.